Ex-RWA grandparents for climate action are holding an event on the steps of Parliament House this morning to highlight the lack of interest and any meaningful progress on climate action. This event is a follow-up to a climate action questionnaire the organisation sent out to every state member of Parliament to ask their personal views on climate change and the actions needed. The Grandparents for Climate Action will be doing some street theatre to expose the lack of response and call out the so-called climate cowards. It will be a peaceful event with speeches, music and entertainment. The event starts around 9:30 this morning with a formal start at 10 a.m. on the steps of Parliament House. Brian Wooler is a grandparent keen for climate change and he joins us today on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you? Where are you?
I'm actually sitting on the steps of Parliament House, looking at the Swan River right now.
Oh, beautiful. And how is it? What do you see?
Well, it's a very, very calm, peaceful day. I expect we're going to have a fairly record maximum temperature today.
Yes.
Which epitomises exactly what's happening to our world with strange weather occasions and things being a little bit out of kilter. So I'm here with my fellow colleagues and trying to at least bring to notice our problems to our legislators. It's interesting, we sent out, I think it was 95 questionnaires to members of both houses and received two responses. And we're going to highlight the fact that they didn't complete their exam properly.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a bit more about the event today.
Well, we've got to have, we've got the drummers for climate action here and they'll be assisting us in our presentation, but it'll be a formal graduation, a little like universities have, and we'll be dressed up, and we have our Chancellor, who is well-known to a lot of people who drive past Parliament House and see us. He's Napoleon Bonaparte, and it's a skeleton, which is formally dressed as our Chancellor, and will be the most prominent part of our ceremony today.
Yeah, definitely. So, Grandparents for Climate Change, just, you know, for our listeners, how was this formed? When did this start?
Well, it was formed by a number of people. One of the most prominent ones in the group, and he's still with us, is Les Harrison. And it was formed back, I think it was 2019. My partner and I joined it in 2020 because of our increasing concerns for the future and what the future was not going to hold for our grandchildren and their offspring. And we have, over the time, we've kept a vigil outside Parliament House for most sitting days on the other side, on the western side of Parliament House, trying to alert people to our climate problems that we've got. And the fact that we're burning fossil fuels at a rate far greater than we can reduce their effect in the atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely. So what are we hoping to kind of, what are you hoping to get out of today? Like, what will happen next?
Well, it depends, really. We'll probably suggest that our politicians undertake some sort of remedial course and that they start to represent their electorates and not just simply the party and the party platform. I suspect the reason that many didn't respond was because of the fact that they have a party platform. In fact, one of the members responded to me personally suggesting that our questionnaire be addressed to the minister. Well, the minister received one and hadn't responded either, so we're going to try and just keep the pressure on, try to get them to understand that we cannot just continue to open up more gas fields in the hope that our economy will drive us into a future that's worthwhile for all of us. Is this not true?
Yeah, definitely. It's still unbelievable that only two bothered to respond to your messages.
Well, significantly, the Greens member did.
Yeah.
And the one of the cannabis members did, one of the legalised cannabis. They were the only two.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness, I just had a mental blank. So, Brian, if people do want to get involved with this, how can they? How can people get involved?
Well, they can turn up today.
Yeah, definitely. And that is...
And enjoy the moment. I mean, it's... While we're facing really, really serious matters, we're going to try and keep today as entertaining as possible.
Yeah.
Because there's enough doom and gloom that surrounds us all, and we need to put as much of a positive frame on things as we can, and that's very important.
Yeah, definitely.
So we also have a website.
Yeah.
And people can go onto our website as well.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. And the event starting at 10 a.m. today on the steps of Parliament House.
Yes, that's right, on the front of Parliament House.
Yeah. Well, best of luck for today, Brian. Thank you for chatting with us.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.
That was Brian Wooler from Grandparents for Climate Change. That event is happening today, a formal start time of 10 a.m. Definitely worth getting involved. As Brian was saying, it is a abnormally hot day today for the last day of winter. 28 degrees is our top, and then the week gets quite colder after that. So definitely an example of how climate change is affecting us right now.